This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington, where it has been very hot, and in fact, more than half of us here in the U.S. now remain under threat of brutal heat and also dangerous storms. In New Hampshire, there was a possible tornado. That is pretty rare. This as that unrelenting record heat dome expands from the south to the northeast. CBS's Roxana Saberi reports from New York.
The EPA says urban heat islands like the concrete jungle of New York can get up to 7 degrees hotter than surrounding areas.
But this is not our first heat wave, and with climate change accelerating, it won't be our last.
Across the country, heat alerts are in effect for 35 states and Washington, D.C.
Special Counsel Jack Smith had a major court filing in the government document case against ex-President Donald Trump.
There are new charges against Donald Trump, including the alleged attempts to delete the security camera video, but also a particular document held at a particular time. In July 2021, we believe this is a reference to that document detailing possible war plans or military plans involving Iran.
That is correspondent Scott McFarland. Following one of the most highly publicized police deaths in recent times,
the U.S. Department of Justice is opening a civil rights investigation into the city of Memphis and the Memphis Police Department.
That is Kristen Clark, Assistant Attorney General in the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division. The son of NBA superstar LeBron James is out of a Los Angeles hospital just 3 days after a heart emergency during USC basketball practice.
In a statement, Bronny James's doctor said his patient was successfully treated for a sudden cardiac arrest thanks to the swift and effective response by the medical staff Monday at the University of Southern California. Doctors believe the prospects are good for his long-term recovery, but they'll conduct extensive testing to try to learn what caused the cardiac arrest.
CBS's Christopher Cruz. Now some old news, really old. Scientists saying they have been able to revive ancient worms that had been lying dormant in Siberia for some 46,000 years.
When these tiny worms last wriggled on Earth, saber-toothed tigers and woolly mammoths were still alive, and a significant amount of North America, Europe and Asia was covered by large sheets of ice. A team of scientists in Germany say they've revived what are believed to be long-extinct worms that were trapped in a state called cryptobiosis, where organisms can shut down their own metabolism in poor conditions.
The BBC's Iona Hansen. The State Department is ordering non-emergency government personnel and family members to depart Haiti as soon as possible, citing kidnapping, crime, civil unrest, and poor health care infrastructure. Gas prices now averaging $3.71 a gallon for regular. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. This time of year, the world's busiest airport is Oshkosh. During the Experimental Aircraft Association, EAA Air Venture. 10,000 airplanes fly in, typically 600,000 people visit, spending $170 million. Big numbers worth celebrating considering EAA started in a Milwaukee basement with a little more than 100 people 70 years ago. EAA runs through July 30th. Keep an eye to the sky if you're in the Oshkosh area. Daily air shows start at 2:30. I'm Terry Barr.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
people won't give you the real talk on drugs. But it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Happy Hump Day edition, the happier happy hour. And Dom, we're going against the grain.
I know, man. You're breaking all the rules today, Crudy.
I've asked a caller to hold on, and he has graciously done so. Although I don't think he likes all our topical choices. We're talking about UFOs.
UAPs, UFOs.
And Mike from Wisconsin Rapids is chastising us for chastising Republicans. Mike, appreciate you sticking around, man, but let's have a little longer conversation for just a minute.
Sure. Doesn't this make sense? Everybody has a social security number that's a citizen in the United States, correct? I don't know if it's issued the day you're born or a month after you're born.
I believe that's true.
I don't know the exact thing. What is wrong with having to plug your social security number in to be able to vote?
Well, let me throw a couple of things out there at you, Mike. Here in the state of Wisconsin, our constitution is somewhat different than the national constitution. And it says you cannot put any hurdle between the registering for the vote and the voting in the state of Wisconsin. If you put a hurdle in between there that disenfranchises the voter, that by definition is unconstitutional under the Wisconsin constitution. So I would argue a voter ID is unconstitutional. But setting that aside, Michael, what I would say is this. I have a son who's on the autism spectrum. He's a really good kid. He's going to college at Edgewood, but he may never drive. He's never going to get a driver's license. Can't use his college ID to vote. Michael, he has got some unnecessary hurdles. He has trouble getting transportation, would probably have to ride a bus to the DMV. I mean, Mike, the guy has the right to vote. My son has the right to vote. He's 19 years old. He pays attention to politics more than many people do. Why would you make it harder for a young kid like that to vote, Mike? That would be my question. Why wouldn't we want to be inclusive instead of seeing how many people we can block? And we all only want eligible voters to vote, man. I'm not saying let's go out there as Democrats and steal elections. I ain't on the blue team, sir. What I'm saying is if we make it harder for people to vote, that goes against what I perceive democracy to be. We should make it easier for people to vote. Your thoughts?
First off, my heart goes out to you and your son. God bless you both. I know, personally know some people that have children with autism, and I know it's it can be difficult. And so my heart goes out to both you, your family, and your son. It sounds like he's making, you know, he's going to college. That's a great thing. So I think everybody definitely has the right to vote. I think not only in my opinion, I think they have an almost an obligation to vote. one of the first things, if I get in a debate with somebody, I say, did you vote? And if they say, no, that's a waste of time. Then I say, there's no sense even having a conversation.
Dow often says, if you didn't vote, you don't have the right to bitch.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, there you go. I'm with you, 100%. My point is, your son has a Social Security number. Wouldn't that make it the easiest for everybody? And then we could stop.
But that wouldn't
because
be a...
When Trump was elected in 2016, the Clinton side was... voter fraud or whatever in 2020.
No, that wasn't the allegation made, sir. There was no allegation of voter fraud. None of us, and I only speak for me and Dom because we were doing a radio show back then. We never questioned the legitimacy of Donald Trump's Electoral College victory. We never said, well, he only won because of fraudulent votes. We never made that claim. There were claims that he coordinated with a foreign power. And I think some of that's come through the Mueller report, whether or not you believe it. But I never questioned whether or not the guy actually won the presidency. He did. But people have certainly questioned whether or not Joe Biden won the presidency. Let's look at the former president, Mike. He's made a whole campaign out of that.
Mike, let me ask you. Did Joe Biden win the presidency?
Well, sure. He's president.
So that was a legitimate victory. There was no voter fraud. There was no big lie. There was no steal. In your opinion, Mike?
I don't know that one way or the other. I mean,
well, do you know what? Okay, let me ask you this: in 2016, when Trump won, was it a steal then, or do you not know that either?
I'll answer your question. To the best of my knowledge, Trump won. To the best of my knowledge, Biden won.
But Mike, isn't that the basis of democracy, man? Can't we accept sometimes my team loses, sometimes we win? Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
I think there's so much. I was born and raised a Democrat. I became a Republican, and now I call myself a common sense conservative. That being said, some of this stuff I think is easy fixes. Again, voter ID. Okay, why not just you go to the machine? You should still have an ID, or you get your mail-in ballot or whatever. Your son, anybody, should have to have their Social Security number. And if another number,
but that's not
in,
currently a requirement.
I would suggest, although lots of people do, not everybody does. There's lots of older folks that perhaps don't. There's people that are without proper means that perhaps you or I may have, Mike, that makes it very difficult for them to get a license. Let me ask you this. What problem did the voter ID here in the state of Wisconsin solve?
I
understand what you're saying. Answer my question. What problem was solved by implementing this voter ID here in the state of Wisconsin?
I'm not an expert on it. I don't know.
Let me tell you, because actually one of Dom and I's interviews was used as Exhibit A at the federal voter ID trial. And part of that testimony was actually a Republican state senator, Dale Schultz, who was from Richland Center. And Dale came on our show, man, way back in like 2013, 2014. And what Dale said, and he was the twice elected Republican majority leader. So this isn't crazy liberal saying it. Dale Schultz said, we've been attacking the machinations of the vote. I'm done defending my party. We're out of good ideas. And we got people salivating over the idea that they will disenfranchise college age voters because the college-age voters tend to vote for Democrats. So when the Republicans are telling us, sir, and that was considered credible enough to be evidence for the voter ID trial, and you know what was really crazy? The Republicans didn't present any evidence at the federal voter ID trial that they actually solved any problems. They didn't actually prevent any massive fraud because there's no evidence that there's any fraud going on. I mean, it was already a crime to go vote illegally, sir. If I voted twice, if I risk that criminal offense, there's one more vote. I mean,
I'll give you evidence that there could easily have been fraud.
But you would have to actually demonstrate the fraud, sir. And no one did that on behalf of the Republicans.
I'm going to give you some evidence. My father-in-law died in 2019. My mother-in-law got two mail-in ballots for him. Now, that could have easily been filled out. It wasn't. My mother-in-law would never do that. I would never do that. But I'm saying the system, if you have, when you die, I believe the record goes to Social Security that this person is deceased. So if the Social Security number, I think, would solve all the bitching is what I'm saying.
Well, last thought here, Mike, and we've tried to be open-minded and fair, and we appreciate you doing the same. Let's assume your mother-in-law was willing to commit a felonious act. She's willing to commit a crime and vote twice, do you think that would have changed the outcome of any election, even if she was willing to cross that line? And of course she wouldn't. She's a God-fearing, law and order kind of person, I suspect. But Mike, correct, even if someone voted twice, what is the likely chance that they've affected the outcome of an election where we get millions of people voting here in the state of Wisconsin? Sure. Is it worth the crime? I would say, you know what I mean?
To answer your question, I would say that you're correct. It wouldn't make a difference. Just like the people that don't have an ID, I think if you took all those people that don't have an ID and voted them whichever way you wanted, it wouldn't swing the election. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's that many people that don't.
There are lots of people without IDs,
sir.
It's
so simple to, with a Social Security number, to make it simple.
Well, Mike, I appreciate your thought. And I know a lot of Wisconsinites agree that voter ID should be the law of the land, and I know that it is. But I would point out the Wisconsin Constitution has a different read on this than the federal courts. And I believe we're out of compliance with the Wisconsin Constitution. And of course, you've also got to look at the actions of the players, Mike. When Wisconsin instituted a voter ID law, they closed down DMVs. They made them less accessible to the people. We got a friend that lives in Prairie du Sac. Mark, let's get to him. But in Prairie du Sac, I believe the DMVs open one Wednesday a month.
Wow.
Let's ask him. Mark from the Sac, how you been, man?
Hey, Mark.
I hope you don't need to get your license renewed in Prairie du Sac, man, because last I recalled, it was like one or two Wednesdays a month it was open.
Yeah, I don't even know if there is a DMV here in Prairie du Sac, because I'd go up to Baraboo, and that's not open at regular hours, and you know, my ID doesn't expire now for a few years. But I mean, it's ridiculous that I think my first driver's license didn't have a picture on it. I mean, I voted for I don't know how many years with that. I mean,
right.
And for Social Security card, only person's Social Security card is what you use for Social Security purposes and some other ID purposes, because a Social Security card does not have an ID on it. What should happen is should be any state-issued photo ID should be eligible for voter ID. It is in other states. I mean, some states have it where your firearms card can be your voter ID.
Well, heck yeah, man. God wants you to have a gun. Except you shouldn't have to have a ID to have a gun.
Here in the state of Wisconsin. But you mentioned that, yes, if they wanted everybody, if the Republicans were honest and not like Paul Weyrich, who didn't want everybody to vote, I mean, they'd actually have extended hours at the DMVs. And when you got to hit 18 years old, there would be able to go get a photo ID in school.
Mark, you make an excellent point. I'd like to reassure the audience that once again, Crudy was absolutely right. Listen to this craziness. I looked up Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Sauk City, the DMV hours in Sauk City, Sauk County, right up the road here, like 25, 30 minutes. Closed Mondays. Closed Tuesdays. Closed Thursdays. Closed Fridays. Closed Saturdays. Closed Sundays. Open on the fifth Wednesday of the month.
Fifth?
If there is a fifth Wednesday of the month, the DMV will be open in Sauk City from 8:15 to 4 p.m. But don't be late, because they close at like 4:01.
All right, so August 30th will be the next DMV.
If you need to get a voter ID in Sauk County, you got that fifth Wednesday of the month to look forward to.
So once a quarter.
So that's a little different than the evaluation done by the federal judge Posner for Indiana, because they made it easier to vote. We made it much, much harder. More devils. We'll be right back.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The Supreme Court threw out affirmative action.
In a lengthy dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor spoke at length from the bench, in so holding the court cements a superficial rule of colorblindness in endemically segregated society where race continues to matter.
Not anymore, Robert says.
We're good.
It doesn't.
We're good. We can talk about how racism has impacted you in your life and other spots of the admissions.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course in, let's say, logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow. A high D.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and storms in the overnight and some locally heavy rainfall, a big concern. That's why a flood watch remains in effect. Mostly cloudy, 69 degrees. On your Friday, mostly sunny, and there will be another chance of storms developing in the mid to late afternoon hours. We'll climb to 88. Right now, it's 67.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
The Devil's Advocates, political commentary from the back of the class.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Love it when we hear from our fair audience at 844-967-2789. Or just get the Civic Media app. You can click on the text or call button anytime.
You know what, Mike from Wisconsin Rapids is going to love me? When the Badgers come on WFHR, locally grown radio, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. We are your Badger station in the north central part of Wisconsin. Wisconsin Rapids, where you're from, Mike. 844-967-2789. Getting back to the phones, our fair audience. Terry from Cottage Grove. Welcome, Terry. What do you got for us?
Hi, Terry.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Yeah, I listen. Good, thanks. I'm just about as liberal or as progressive as they come, but I did want to call because I feel like you guys were a little tough on Mike. And I feel like he was not necessarily saying, oh, we have to have voter ID and all of that. I feel like he was just, like, tired of people having fits about stolen election or extra people voting. And he was like, hey, wouldn't this make sense? And then everybody can just stop, like,
but Terry,
thinking about it.
do you honestly believe that if
that
we
stop?
Yeah, because, I mean, even Dominic tried to pose the question to Mike from Wisconsin Rapids. Did Joe Biden win the election? Well, he's the president. Well, did he win the election? Well, I can't say one way or the other whether it was stolen. So while I'd to be charitable in my assessment, I'm also going to use a few of the context clues to say, even if we gave them all the proof they needed, because here's what you don't account for, Terry. The state of Wisconsin. Roger Stone. Remember Roger Stone, the dirty trickster? He was the guy with the Richard Nixon, and he was part of the whole Trump thing, the recently pardoned or offered clemency guy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, do you know Roger Stone made the accusation against the former governor of the state of Wisconsin, Scott Walker, that he rigged at least 5 elections? And you know who wanted to believe that in his heart and soul? This guy. Because I never liked the Wankinator, right? I wanted to believe he couldn't possibly have won, that this was some sort of electoral malfeasance. And then I started paying attention to the electoral process here in the state of Wisconsin. It is nearly, and I mean literally, nearly impossible to steal an election because we're so decentralized, Terry. We've got over 1,800 decentralized voting districts. You couldn't steal an election if you wanted to. So when posed with evidence, Terry, we change our minds, don't we? I mean, 10 years ago, I was accusing Scott Walker of rigging elections till I learned the truth.
Well, and Terry,
I was just like, felt like I knew where he was trying to come from. And yeah, so no, I get it. Like, even if we did do that, and it would put a hurdle, because like what like 18-year-old knows their Social Security by heart, and you're not supposed to carry it around with you. So no, I get it. Like, so I'm a softie sometimes, so, you know.
you're much nicer than the pair or the panelists.
Terry and Crudy, let me just throw this out there to your point that if we gave them everything, they wouldn't, you know, believe it anyway. I think that's absolutely true, and the evidence is this last election. We have, in the state of Wisconsin, Terry, voter ID. And you have a lot of Republicans who won their elections, and they're fine with that turnout, but somehow, some way, it was stolen? You know, it doesn't. Yeah. None of these things, they don't go together. They don't make sense. You have
the LAB did not it. Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty did not it. The Reference Bureau did not it. Hell, they audited Dane and Milwaukee counties, and everything said that Joe Biden won. Right?
Actually, Joe Biden got more votes after they recounted.
But you can't ask a simple question of a guy and say, "Hey, did Joe Biden win the election?" Well, he's the president, right?
Well, I mean, at least he answered it. CJ never answers.
Well, you make an excellent point there, Terry.
Right. Mike's our new favorite conservative caller.
Terry. I'm telling you what, he seems a lot more like, you know, what CJ was talking the other day about somebody cutting and running, like whatever, Joe, maybe. And I'm thinking, talk about cut and run. CJ does it all the time. He first gets in a jab and then goes, okay, but anyway, what I really talk about. And he doesn't let you guys talk. So CJ.
Oh, I'm sorry, Terry. I just gave you the CJ treatment. I apologize. I thought you were done, or at least pausing. We were got a few more callers. We want to keep moving on. You know, make room for CJ and all.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, Terry. Very generous of spirit. 844-967-2789. Jake from Milwaukee. You ain't so nice, man. What do you got for
What's
us?
What's up, Jake?
Oh, man, there was a lot in between. I was just going to say that, like, it started with voter ID and gerrymandering, and it keeps on going to, like, you can't vote till you're 25. You can't have an abortion, but now you can have an abortion pill, and then you can have birth control because whatever. So I just like to make this point. Mike, you sound like a reasonable guy. You should go and take your conservative party back and be like, hey, you know, we used to listen to science, you know, and it's not that it's voter fraud, it's electoral fraud, right? And maybe we should get better ideas and, well, stop being douchebags. I mean
it's less popular than it used to be, the whole being a D-bag. Although CJ did win D-bag of the year, he seemed quite honored.
And I think he's the front runner this year. Yeah. I mean, we're halfway there, man. We're going to find out in January.
I disagree with that. There was much better ones, but I guess if you're going to do a local one or a caller, that's a good one.
Really, Jake, it was the audience that decided.
Yeah, we're just facilitators here,
we
Jake.
We offered Putin and Trump, and they chose CJ.
Yeah, I don't know. But I'm just saying, like, you know, you're supposed to be for smaller government and personal decisions and choice. Well, conservatives, if you're a common sense conservative, you need to go back to that, because then maybe some of your ideas, and I don't think they're all wrong or bad. I mean, some of them make complete sense, but you guys gone nuts, right? And people don't like crazy, you know? And listen, there's more ways to fix things except for just tax cuts, okay? There is. So, I know. I don't know.
Yeah, but tax cuts, that pays off our donors, man. And we have to do that. Otherwise, they won't give us any money. Thanks for the call, Jake.
Some people like crazy. You know what they say.
Crazy in the head, crazy in the bed.
Come back. More devils. Dom, you've been described as crazy often.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. The extreme heat has spread. It is now in the Mid-South and the Northeast, too, but still most serious in the Southwest.
The medical examiner's office in Phoenix has brought in refrigerated units to increase the morgue capacity as blistering heat continues with no end in sight. Workers in the ME's office are working more hours as well.
Correspondent Jim Crisula. There are new charges tonight against ex-President Donald Trump, not in connection with January 6th, but add-ons in the government documents case. Correspondent Robert Costa.
They're hearing about instances where Trump has alleged to have shown these documents, the Iran document in Bedminster, New Jersey, allegedly shown to people out of any kind of proper context, without any kind of classification approval.
After the Tyre Nichols police death case, the Justice Department wants to know
whether the Memphis Police Department engages in racially discriminatory policing practices with respect to black residents of this city.
Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark of the Civil Rights Division. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at BelongingBeginsWithUs.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the hump day edition, the happier, happy hour rolling through it, fella. Your calls could be next, but be patient. Going to turn a little topically. Am I always against the Republicans? No. I got a few friends. Few Republican friends. Few Democratic friends. One libertarian-ish friend-ish. Very few friends. I count my friends on maybe one hand, maybe two at this point. I have many friendly acquaintances, but you're not my friend unless you know me on the inside.
Unless I've seen you naked.
You have. That makes us friends. It's not a pretty sight, I grant you, but it was prettier when I was young and worked out once in a while. Look at these jackasses. I know. I get distracted by the people.
We're going to have to trade spots, man. I mean, come on.
I'm watching the people across the road against the green light, and I'm like, dumbass kid, you're going to get run over.
Oh, my God. Get the kids off my lawn. Well, turn that music down. Look how fast they're going.
Someday one of these dumbass kids is going to get run over, and I'm going to have to go out there and save his ass.
No.
Giving him CPR or something.
Someone else will handle it, man. You got a radio show to do.
That
you give
far
this radio show some CPR pretty soon.
You don't have to enjoy his humor so much in there, Luke. Let's turn to a more serious topic.
Thanks, Luke.
Not for the, you know, weak of stomach or lighthearted. Donald Trump's newest campaign ad, and this one was shared by Frank Luntz, the Spengali of the right.
The pollster.
He's a pollster. He does a lot of, let's just call it focus grouping. You know, he gets a lot of people in a room and he asks them these complicated questions to try to decipher their political leanings. But he put on Twitter yesterday, he's like, this, I don't know precisely.
Is disturbing something along those lines. Like, yeah.
And I got the quote if you want it.
What is the quote?
This is the most alarming political ad I've seen this year. I encourage you to give me your reaction.
Wow. That was my reaction. I watched it. I'm like, wow. Worst this year. Maybe worst ever. And it's early in the cycle, Dom. We haven't even gotten to the first debate in Milwaukee yet.
Nowhere to go but down.
And the Trump campaign has rolled this humdinger off the presses. Visually, it's worse than the audio. But we've only got what we've got to work with. Luke, play it for the people. It's a little disturbing. Cover the kids' ears if necessary.
If I was the deep state and I wanted to destroy America, I would rig the election with a puppet candidate.
Joe Biden, of course.
So compromised that they would never say a word about it. I would create a false flag that allows for mail-in ballots. I would be in charge of the ballot counting machines. I would create a false flag to blame all who question the results of the
January
election.
January 6th, false flag.
If I was the deep state, I would prosecute anyone that went against me.
Donald Trump.
I would sue and prosecute anyone that spoke up about the fraudulent election.
Donald Trump.
I would use my powers to shut down all your internet businesses and bankrupt you.
Didn't quite understand that.
If I was the deep state, I would make everyone an example why you should never question a Democrat ever winning an election.
Donald Trump.
I would imprison my foes.
Donald Trump.
I would use my corrupt DAs and blackmail judges to destroy you.
Donald Trump.
I would make sure all crimes I ever committed never happened.
Joe
Biden. I
would
prosecute my biggest competition.
Donald Trump.
I would make sure they could never run for office ever again. If I was the deep state, I would convince everyone that Ukraine Nazis were good and women are men. If I was the deep state, I would own every politician that mattered. If I was the deep state, I would push my pedophilia ambitions on you. If I was the deep state, you'd question your sexual identity but not the medical establishment. If I was the deep state, you would fear to ever resist me. If I was the deep state, you would wish I was really the devil. If I was the deep state, I would say mission accomplished.
Brought to you by Donald Trump for president. It's the light campaign ad. And if you saw the images being portrayed at the same time as these audio files are being played, Dom, it really has more gravity to it.
It's wackadoodle, man.
I found it a little disturbing.
It's out there. It's not even a joke. I mean, come on, man.
I'm not clear that it's a joke.
It's a joke. It is a joke. It's a joke because everyone that's ever testified to these corrupt DAs and prosecutors, most of them are Trump's people, man. These are the Republicans testifying about what Donald Trump and his crew have done. This isn't Joe Biden. Convening a grand jury. Hell, you know, the grand jury's the one, you know, making these decisions. The grand jury's full of people of Trumpsters.
There you go with your logic and facts again. But this is not meant to tell the truth or make a good, compelling case on behalf of the Trump campaign. This is pure propaganda, or far worse, Tom. This is an incitement to violence, ultimately. That's what this will lead to, Dom. Because the sort of people that believe this that the January 6th was a false flag are the same sort of people he's trying to inspire to do it again.
They're the same people, but they're out there, man. This is just a, this isn't going to motivate them any more than they already are. They're the, they already believe this.
Yes,
this,
Jeff asked us.
This is a representation of what the MAGA already believes. So you're going to tell me that this is going to be anything worse?
But the whole Q thing had kind of subsided.
What, the QAnon?
The QAnon, yeah. Well, this sounds very QAnon. Pedophilia. If I were the deep state, you'd question your sexuality, but not medical professionals. I mean, where do you think this is coming from? It's coming from the Q, right?
Donald Trump took
from
the COVID.
The 8chan?
Donald Trump took the COVID vaccine. Donald Trump wants credit for how quickly the COVID vaccine came up.
Warp speed.
Right? You know what I'm saying? He was out. So what? You don't have to go very deep. You don't have to go very deep. This is very surface, and this is certainly raw meat for the MAGAs. But any sort of analysis, any sort of criticism or critique of what he's saying here. Come on, come on. It's a joke.
I'm not thinking that the well-informed, independent, or Democratic voter is going to be inspired by this. That's not who is going to believe this hogwash.
But those who already believe it, Crudy. So what I'm telling you is that the extremism that is represented by this already exists. It's not making people more extreme. It's a representation of the extremism
it's
that is already here.
It's giving them license to be extreme. It's giving them a rationale and a reason. I was robbed. It's a false flag. It's the deep state.
It's nothing else that they've been saying this for years, Michael. It's the same thing over and over and over again. Yeah, they're consistent, I guess, in their messaging.
844-967-2789. CJ. Is that ad representative of the sort of president you'd want to elect, sir?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, CJ.
Hey there, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Well, I can hear the fear in your guys' voice.
Really? That's funny, because I don't fear anything, man.
How about the news of the day?
How about, hey, listen, CJ, we're not going, we'll go to Biden. Listen, he asked you a question before you came on. You heard the ad put out by Trump's online war machine, right? Do you believe that ad, and is that representation of someone you want to see in the White House? That's the question to you, CJ.
The truth cometh.
So that ad is true?
Committee meeting.
Is that ad true?
Committee, we can hear your Democrats.
What?
Defend
what?
A bought and paid for.
What? Click, from click, Russia, click, click, China. Click. Want. No, not going to happen, man. If you think that is truth, then you go vote for Trump, man. Are you kidding me? The election was stolen? You got the Ukraine Nazis? What? Come on, man. I know you're smarter than that.
I'm less clear. 844. 967-2789. You better have a better take than CJ.
Yeah.
Kevin from Madison. Welcome, Kevin. What do you got for us?
Doesn't take much. Hey, Kevin.
Well, I got three things. Number one, about the aliens and the spacecraft.
Yes.
If Republicans were more in tune with science, maybe we would have things as fast as the aliens do. Number two... what do you call it? The League of Women Voters, for all you naysayers about the election. My wife belongs to the League of Women Voters.
Yep.
And I guess men can join too. She comes home and she talks about all this stuff. And of course, I've since forgotten about it because I'm like, yeah. Wisconsin has probably one of the more secure elections in the nation.
Yep.
And partially due to paper ballots. And getting back to dead voters, they do go back through. So let's say if I voted today and I died tomorrow, that vote will get removed. And then the third thing is, I feel kind of bad for CJ, but if CJ said anything common, because last week you had said you were giving away some Brewers tickets and no Brewers tickets for you, CJ. CJ said something pretty smart. Would you actually give him some Brewers tickets and be nice to him?
I gave Gary Brewers tickets. Conservative love muffin Gary from Sussex won Brewers tickets. Yeah, man, we're equal opportunities. If you meet the criterion and you're not a jacknut, you get Brewers tickets. Right. CJ probably will not earn them, though.
CJ, pay attention. Maybe he likes the Cubs.
That sounds like a Cubs fan to me, man.
Definitely, have a good day, guys. Definitely a Bears fan.
Oh, thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it, man.
844-967-2789. Jack from Bear Mac. Welcome back. What do you got?
Hello, Jack.
It's just between this and Hunter Biden's so-called judicial scandal, these people are just, all they're trying to do is distract from the real elephant in the room, and yes, the pun is intentional, which is the fraudulent elector issue. Not one single major Republican has repudiated those electors. Not one single one has called for their prosecution. Not one single one has even brought them up, much less something like a congressional investigation. And
well, if your buddy's guilty of a crime, I hope I would have the good sense not to tell you what Dominic did, Jack.
Cody did flip that car over.
Yeah, exactly. These guys are a real piece of work. All it is distraction, misinformation, misdirection, anything to keep from the real serious issue, which is we darn near lost our country on January 6th, and it was way, way closer than a lot of people think. That false electors thing could have been the undoing of American democracy, such as it is.
Well, Jack, I am very hopeful we're going to be celebrating Jack Smith Day up in here very, very soon. The indictment's imminent, they say.
As time goes by, we find out more and more people have testified or continue to testify in front of the grand jury for Jack Smith. Donahue was one recently, and his testimony to the J6 committee.
Phil Donahue, the talk show host?
No. Was essentially... Donald Trump said, no, I'm not asking you to, snap your fingers and overturn the election. Just say it was corrupt and leave it up to me and the Republicans in Congress. I mean, this was a conspiracy, a plan. We talked about
this. This is a conspiracy. That's what this is.
And it is. And we have, government officials, electeds in the state of Wisconsin and many other swing states involved in it. And they continue to walk around free like, no big deal. We're just there in backup just in case. Well, no, that's not at all what it was. You knew what you were doing was fraudulent. You knew the documents you signed were not accurate. And you used, I don't know why they're going after him with the post office thing. You put him in the mail. That's mail fraud, man. I mean, let's get to it. So
I thought Rojo was the means of delivery.
Well, for one, they tried.
844-967-2789. CJ referenced the plea deal from President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, in the Justice Department is on hold. There was a dramatic court hearing today, Dom. Hunter Biden failed to pay about $1.1 to $1.5 million in taxes, and he was supposed to go into court and plead guilty to two counts of what? Tax evasion. And then there was going to be an immunity agreement and a diversionary agreement, and the judge said, slow down. I could not accept your plea. I was listening to Right Wing Talk Radio. I snuck out to listen to the car at noon. They were losing their minds, man. They were like, yeah, it's all coming down. It's all coming down.
Yeah.
And then in real time, CNN reported the deal's back on. Oh, no, no, no. Right. And then by the end of the day, there was no deal. The judge did not accept the plea deal. Not today. Asked for some more briefs. So, these Republicans, they're losing their mind. They feel like there's a glimmer of hope that Hunter's going to go to prison, where Trump belongs. Come back, more doubles.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and storms in the overnight and some locally heavy rainfall, a big concern. That's why a flood watch remains in effect. Mostly cloudy, 69 degrees. On your Friday, mostly sunny, and there will be another chance of storms developing in the mid to late afternoon hours. We'll climb to 88. It's 66 at our studios.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. The big and tall of political talk. The Devil's Advocates.
It's been 7 hours and 15. And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789. If you have not yet heard, Irish-born singer Sinead O'Connor died at the age of 56. Cause not yet published.
Dom, got a few texts. One asked the question, very noble question. Remember Terry earlier? Is Terry Mike's lover? That's not very nice. Here's another one. Can you give us more details on what exactly happened with Hunter Biden? I thought it was simple. He didn't really do much. He paid the money and easy peasy. It's all done. No big deal. Why did it get put on hold? Well, they showed up in court today, and my understanding is the judge asked the prosecutor from the Delaware's U.S. Attorney's Office, is there an ongoing investigation of Hunter Biden? And the answer was yes. And the judge said, if the answer is yes, then there is no deal. And effectively, that started the shenanigans. So earlier today, there was the fallout. They thought there was no deal because the immunity from prosecution agreement was far too broad and suggested that Hunter Biden would have immunity in perpetuity. And if he's still under criminal investigation, how could both things be true? So anyways, a little of the reporting from CNN talked about the fact this was a case of tax evasion, about $1.1 to $1.5 million in federal taxes that weren't paid by legal deadlines. Now, he has subsequently paid those dollars, but that's not the important part. Today, this is what happened. Before the original plea could be entered, the deal began to unravel in a revised agreement reached during the hearing, and this was negotiated by the lawyers in front of a courtroom full of reporters in real time. 10-minute recess, they renegotiated the deal, trying to limit the scope of this plea deal. I cannot accept the plea agreement today, said District Judge Mary Ellen Norica. I'm not sure if I said that right. Norica said she has concerns about the party seemingly linking the tax plea agreement to resolving a felony gun charge. During the proceedings, prosecutors confirmed the investigation into Biden was ongoing. And after negotiations, the president's son then agreed to plead guilty to two tax charges in a deal that only includes conduct related to tax offenses, drug use, and gun possession. So effectively, they tried to limit the scope to, I believe it was 5 years. In the last 5 years, it's well known, established, he's pleading guilty to the fact he didn't pay timely taxes, but that's a limited scope. They thought that was the New Deal. The judge wasn't satisfied. What if it's unconstitutional, she asked. I'm trying to exercise due deliverance and consideration to make sure we don't make a misstep. After the discussion, Hunter Biden entered a plea of not guilty. He's supposed to go into court and plead guilty today. Narika is a Donald Trump appointee who was confirmed unanimously by the Senate, presided over Wednesday's hearing, and has sole authority to decide Hunter Biden's ultimate punishment. They were trying to frame it, though, that this judge would have zero authority to make the determination. She wasn't having that either, Dom. So I'm not exactly sure. Maybe I don't understand the nature of the agreement. But I can understand why a judge would take issue with this agreement. A, there's ongoing criminal investigations, according to the prosecutor, yet they're granting immunity in a very broad sense. And B, they're tying the tax crimes and the gun crimes. And, you know, apparently the judge took issue with that and wanted clarity, wanted to be briefed on the topic, and did not accept the plea deal today. And if you believe the Republicans, it's all going to come apart and Hunter Biden's going to prison forever, Dom, because this is just the beginning. The big guy's exposed. Do I have the right CJ tone?
That kind of sounds like it. And again, I have to reiterate. You know, if as Hunter Biden obviously broke some laws, he pled guilty, and it sounds like they're going to work through this. I did see some reporting, though I don't have it in front of me, that although an investigation perhaps is ongoing, that he's not expected to have further charges against him. But anyway, as the case is, stepping back from as just a regular citizen talking on the radio with all you folks, if Hunter Biden did something illegal, he should pay for the price for it.
I'm not sure.
Should be served. And if there's a process, if there's some constitutionality to the respects of what the judge can actually do and what the prosecutors agree to, they got to hammer that out. Okay. Fine. But that's Hunter Biden's problem. And nothing, to my understanding of what's going on in this particular case, has anything to do with the current president of the United States. However, if there were, if somehow there's a bag of money that Joe Biden has buried in the backyard of the White House that he got from Hunter and the crew and the Chinese and God knows who else, and that's the case, and there's facts and there's an evidence and there's trial and he's found guilty of that, then they should pay the price as well. This is very simple as far as it goes regarding justice and the application of law, equal law under justice, man. It's not hard.
Clear.
Why can't Republicans say, hey, absolutely. And if Joe,
because it's a sweetheart deal.
And if Donald Trump did the same thing, if Donald Trump did something wrong, he should too go to jail. But they don't do that, man. They don't do that.
Well, I agree with you. There is no consistency there. But you can understand when the guy's in there pleading guilty to tax evasion, and you got the president, former president of the United States, under indictment in multiple jurisdictions, more indictments promised imminently, and you're trying to give cover to the man, you know. Well, of course, it doesn't seem fair. It's a two-tiered system of justice because, of course, Hunter Biden's old man is the president of the United States in the current sense. And Hunter Biden gets to plead out, gets to plead a felony down to a diversionary agreement, gets to plead tax evasion down to a slap on the wrist and a little probation. I got to tell you, Dom, as a guy who's dealt with the legal justice system before, it felt like a pretty sweetheart deal to me, too.
Do you know what the penalties and interest were on the tax? I know he caught up on it, but I'm sure there were penalties and interest already included in there, right? I mean, that's how it does, and that's how it goes. So presumably that money's been paid.
So he's paid his debt with penalties and interest.
Well, at least that part of it, penalties and interest, is if you don't file it, you have that. That becomes a big chunk of that money.
It is my impression that this plea deal was to offset perhaps more significant crimes, because typically when you plead, you don't plead to the worst crime you possibly could, right? No one goes in and pleads guilty to murder. Not if the consequence is the death penalty. You plead out to a lesser charge. So my impression is there might have been evidence of further criminality, some bigger charge that maybe they hope to charge. But because Hunter Biden's got some really damn good attorneys, and I think that's got more to do with the fact that he's related to a pretty powerful man.
You think so?
They got the monetary means to hire good counsel.
Well, that's one thing. To have the resources to hire counsel is different than saying the prosecutors and the Justice Department are bending to the will of the big guy. And I don't think that's the case.
I can see the perception from their point of view. It does feel like a hell of a sweetheart deal. Thank you to our fine guest. She was a sweetheart, Chrissy Lazar, telling us all about her experience with the UFO. That was some different sort of radio. Hope you enjoyed it. Now stick around. We've got the Maggie Dawn Show, Empowered Caregivers at 7, and Rick Smith going nationwide at 8 o'clock. Keep it locked. Civic Media, all the Patriots do.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
That's been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know you're going to give bipartisan praise that they're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media.